Cool. Last week, Robin was up here, and she looked to the y'all, and she said, "Now let me know if I'm going too fast. So, Sam, give me the TV stretch, you know, if I, because heaven knows, woof, I can really Tasmanian devil it up. I'm going to be walking around, and my mom was a hugger. And at any minute, if you just want to stand up and wrap around me, more, I love it. I want to get one of those t-shirts that say free hugs." Good morning. Now, I walked into this place some 3 years ago. Reverend Leon was up here, and he lit the chalice. I'll never forget it. Put his hand above it, did it every week. And I was hooked. This was my home, my church home. But I'm not here to talk about myself. I'm here to talk about Dad's wife. I'm here to talk about my mom, who was so at home in church. Recently in the order of service, they put out a call, and I forget the exact verbiage, but it was asking for people to talk about people that have affected their lives, and you're all probably tired of me talking about that old man over there. And I thought about, well, let me tell the other side of this story. In a sermon that I call 5:19:23. Now, look on the front of your order of service, please. That's a picture of my mom and my dad at their 50th wedding anniversary back in 1994, Cape Hatteras. It's a great time, great celebration by all. When I was a kid, Dad would program our bike locks to specific days that he wanted us to remember, 5/19/23 and 4/20/20. What a brilliant way to remember dates, right? I will never forget those two dates. Mom was born in Moscow, Idaho. Oh, Moscow in the house! And she died in the condo of Mom and Dad's apartment down in Woodbridge, Virginia, just after 9/11 in 2002. Having been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer just about a month and a half earlier. It was quick, it was brutal, but she died in hospice care, surrounded by all of us. Mom called all seven of us siblings to let us know, I will never forget it, to let us know about the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. Because many of you know pancreatic cancer, it's a very difficult cancer to survive. And I will never forget it. Mom's delivering this gut-wrenching news, and as we all do when we're given bad news, we all try to think of things to say to make that person feel better. And going through my mind is a myriad of things that aren't trite. And I give the worst trite comment as she's hanging up. I say, "It's okay, Mom, it'll be okay." "No, it won't." Click. That's what she said. I had never heard Mom be so down before. A close time was when Reagan won his first term. And then the second term. All right. Mom was one of two kids growing up in Idaho, and she became very active in the church, very active in spreading compassion and spreading love. She realized quickly how much she loved to spread compassion and love. She was a great student. She was great at math. She was a valedictorian at her high school. She went to Purdue University, where she pondered a major in chemistry, and the professor said, "Hey, that's great. You're good at chemistry, but stay out of the lab. Stay out of the lab." It's like, okay. Beep, beep. So she went to a major of math instead. That's your problem with walking around. You can't hold a glass with you while you have papers in your hands. I memorized a lot of this, but not all of it. Now, where was I? She met Dad at Purdue, and they quickly started dating. The war was going hot and heavy, and so was Mom and Dad. And they got engaged, and Dad's mom suggested that they go ahead and get married as he goes back to war, because a man who is married to somebody at the other end of the war is going to do less foolish things. And it's true. So it worked out pretty well. After the war, Dad had a civilian career in the military, and every town that Mom and Dad moved around to, they found a United Methodist Church. Remember how I said I was at home in a church? Mom was so at home in a church. She loved helping out wherever she could. Every time a new family came to the church, "Hey, I'm Beth Hopkins, how you doing?" She'd bear hug you, baby. She would. It's like you could barely breathe. It was great. She would often actually invite strangers home for dinner, which was really cool. It's like we were always meeting new family. Fortunately, often she'd cook a roast before we left the house, and she'd have the roast going, because if she had pork chops, we'd be doing like macaroni and cheese, because we're trying to spread the food out, make it last. As a dedicated member of the United Methodist Church, back in those days, women couldn't be behind the pulpit, and so she joined the United Methodist Women, an 800,000-strong organization who raised approximately $20 million every year to help out supporting women and children over the United States and in 100 other countries. She was a member for 35 years, and she was actually president 1 year of the organization. No matter what town Mom and Dad moved around in, she would received various accolades for volunteering so much. She was so dedicated to her volunteering organizations. She would often attend a lot of meetings. She would often tuck us all in bed and say goodnight, and then, boop, off to a meeting she would go. One of my sisters, Jane, told me a story that when Jane was 4, Jane lined up all of her dolls in a row. She didn't know that Mom was watching. She lined up all the dolls in a row, and she went down. She kissed all the dolls on the forehead and said, "Good night. Mommy's on the way to a meeting." Mom felt guilty, but she felt, yeah. All this being a servant in her community. You know, pretty much nonstop, right? Well, Mara and I met volunteering back in 2000, yeah. She's looking at me going, "Come on, you know this. We met volunteering. And I'm slacking. I mean, Mom is kicking my butt today, I mean, having volunteered so much. They moved around so much. They moved around from Purdue town, Lafayette, Illinois. Anybody? I got a woo from Moscow. I mean, come on, people. Lafayette, Indiana. Springfield, Illinois. Ferguson, Missouri. Morris, Illinois. Newton, New Jersey. Then finally, Alexandria, Virginia. And they had 7 kids. Every town they moved to, they got pregnant. You know, thank goodness they stopped moving around, you know. Not even Catholic. The Mom liked to call themselves passionate Protestants. Now, with a new town came new churches. Mom always loved to help out at church. Again, she couldn't be behind the pulpit, but she could help out with communion. She could be liturgist. She could assist in any way possible. She would go knocking on doors when people requested them to come by and visit. Mom once told my sister, Ann, that when I die, I want to be carried by 6 of the ministers that I've helped out, because I've... hold on. I blew that one, Dad. I blew that one. let's see. When I die, I want to be carried by 6 of the former ministers, just like how they carried me over the years. You would never see Mom without a smile on her face, compassion in her heart, or lacking for time to help out somebody in need, whether it be serving in her church or her community. Why, in Virginia alone, she would provide rides for people who needed doctor appointment rides. She volunteered for hours at Monlock House, which was a safe haven for abused women and children. She drove for Meals on Wheels. She was a volunteer tutor at an elementary school. She would help teach reading. She volunteered for as many as 12 different charities. She received the Fairfax County Human Rights Award, and she even received the Fairfax County Volunteer of the Year Award, given to her by the county supervisor, Jerry Highland, and I'll tell you a little bit about him shortly. Very often, the summer vacation consisted of camping. Mom would and Dad would pack up in a car and go to a campsite. Mom's idea of vacation, however, really wasn't camping out. Her idea of roughing it was finding a hotel without room service. When I brought Mara home to meet the parents, Mom's test for Mara was to tell Mara about the trip that she and Dad were taking, flying out of D.C., flying into Texas. Now follow me here, flying out of Reagan, flying into Bush. Yeah, a little groan, yes. And she looked at Mara, and Mara went, ew, and Mom said, yes. Dad spoke about my sister, Reverend Lynn Hopkins, who was a minister down in Alabama. Lynn told Mom once to question everything, challenge anything, and critically think of the matters of religion. Now, as I wrap up, again, I said earlier that Mom was all about hugs, right? If you're comfortable with it, if not, I respect that. If you're comfortable with it, stand up. Find the stranger. Find someone that you know next to you. Doesn't matter if you know them or not. Hug, say hi, smile. Just take a moment. Sorry. Feedback.
Don't worry.
I don't want to get near the speaker and cause feedback. Thank you.
So go on, close your
mouth. Sure.
Unless I can.
Sure.
So you're done?
Yeah. Yes, I'm done. Sorry. Amen.
All right. Now, if you can turn to number 10.